From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a conversation with the musician Moby. His songs have been used a lot in TV commercials. Now he's giving away some of his music to filmmakers. So how do you value art when everything seems to have a price tag on it?
If you're able to download something for free, it does potentially diminish the value of it. My only hope is that, I don't know, somehow music will transcend this. You know, a great song is a great song.
Moby coming up. Also on the program, the Treasury Secretary is proposing a sweeping overhaul of the nation's financial regulatory system. Henry Paulson outlined the plan in a 218-page document. NPR's Adam Davidson has been studying each and every page. We'll hear from him later in the program about what it all means for you.
First, though, we're going to spend this part of the program talking about the presidential race with some unusual suspects. They represent minority groups, blacks, Latinos, and Asians, and we called them together to discuss publicly what a lot of people have been discussing in private within their own ethnic groups, and that is race.
Gustavo Arellano is the man behind AskAMexican.net. Carmen Van Kerkhove is of Asian descent, and she writes a blog called Racialicious. She joins us from New York, and our regulars are here in the studio, Frangela Francis Collier and Angela Shelton. And they also have their own talk radio show here in Los Angeles. Hello, all of you.
Hi.
Hola.
Hi
there.
So we want to talk to all four of you about the kinds of conversations you've been having. And let's start with you, Gustavo. What questions are you getting from your readers about this election?
The biggest question I'm getting by dozens of people, why won't Mexicans vote for a black man? There's this assumption that somehow that the reason why Hillary Clinton is getting a lot of the Latino vote in states like Texas and California, there's this assumption that Mexicans are doing it not so much because they like Hillary, but because they'll vote for anyone except a black man, in this case, Barack Obama.
Who's asking these questions?
Everybody, it seems, or mostly it's Obama supporters, but also people on the Republican side who are wishing that I would confirm their deepest, darkest conspiracies that Mexicans are really just evil and here to destroy all aspects of American life.
Wow.
No, seriously, it is that bad.
Wow, that's a little deep.
It's true. Well, no, we're not going to destroy anything. No, we're nothing but good for the world.
So what do you write back? What do you say?
I responded back in a column that I did a couple of weeks ago where I said, well, first of all, Mexicans are voting for Obama. They're not voting in numbers that are getting Obama's victories in California and Texas. But in the state of Illinois, which nobody ever mentions, Latinos actually voted for Obama more than they did for Hillary Clinton. Also, historically, Latinos have voted for, specifically Mexicans, have voted for black candidates. In Chicago, they voted for Harold Washington. In L.A., of course, they voted for Tom Bradley for 20-some years. And I also made the point that if Magic Johnson ran for mayor of L.A. tomorrow, he'd beat Antonio Villaraigosa. He could be president of California if he wanted to. Mexicans love Magic. We love him.
I didn't know.
So, Frangela, do you ever get that? Do you ever hear that?
Well, I think that we get the questions of people assume that we're both for Obama. Mm-hmm. And Angela is clearly for Hillary Clinton.
Right.
And when we let people know that up front all the time.
And Francis is leaning.
I'm leaning.
Towards Obama.
Yes.
We've had a lot of people call into our radio show, white callers who identify themselves as white, saying that they're getting mad that we refer to Barack Obama as black. And just really
Why? Because he refers to himself as black.
Well, that's why we do it, obviously.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, girl, for knowing.
Yes.
Thank you.
Exactly.
Because what we get is, because he's part black, and his mom was white, and his both of his heritages, and it's just, and they get really mad. And I go, sweetie, he calls himself black. That's why we do it. And then they go,
But isn't it so funny how white people always want to claim the biracial people after they've made it? Like
mm-hmm.
Halle Berry, when
yep.
she won the Oscar, all of a sudden it was like, but her mom is white.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I'm biracial myself, so I get that stuff.
Girl,
a lot,
my sister
too.
Is too. I know. I know about your struggles.
So Carmen Van Kerkhove of
yes.
Racialicious, tell us what you're getting from the readers that comment on your blog.
Well, one of the questions that we've been discussing is why it is that the media seems really fixated on this idea that Asian Americans are overwhelmingly for Clinton. And there's this whole generational gap that I don't think is getting analyzed at all, where, from as far as I can tell, younger Asian Americans, people in their 20s and 30s, seem very overwhelmingly in favor, actually, of Obama. And there's a lot of, really active work being done there. But then whenever the media covers it, which is almost never, I must add. What they basically do, like CNN did a couple months ago, is they send a camera crew out to an Asian grocery store in Seattle and literally talk to, you know, five different people with heavy Asian, you know, Chinese, Japanese accents. And then they bring in one academic. His quote is cut down to, well, Asians are kind of racist, so maybe that's why they won't vote for a black person.
Okay, that was their idea of science.
So that's sort of the same thing, Gustavo, that you're also hearing, that Mexicans are racist, that so they won't vote for.
You know, what Carmen just said, mainstream media does the exact same thing with Mexicans, where they go to, you know, in our case, instead of going to a supermarket, they'll go to a day labor center, or they'll go to rodeo, you know, stereotypically Mexican things. And same thing with young Asian Americans. Young Mexicans are also voting for Obama. In fact, most of the young, you know, Mexican Americans that I know, we all voted for Obama.
I wanted to say, though, they're doing it to everybody but white men.
Yes.
The reality is that if you're a white woman and you're supporting Hillary, it's because she's a woman.
Right.
If you're a black person, you're supporting Obama, it's because he's black. The only people who are clearly supporting candidates because of their policies are white guys.
Yeah.
And that's an older white guys. Young white kids are just, they're supporting Obama because he's young and hip.
It's a movement.
Yeah.
It's
and
not
so
politics,
none
it's a
of
movement.
Us, none of us get to have a point of view that's based on, I don't know, like a rigorous examination of their policies. No, it's can he dance?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
What about John McCain? We're talking about Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. Is John McCain just out of the picture here? And I want to ask that question specifically to Carmen.
Well, it certainly seems that way. I mean, I think maybe McCain is just a less interesting story at this point. But I would imagine that, you know, when we finally figure out who the Democratic nominee is, then we'll hear more about McCain. And of course, McCain has this skeleton in his closet about where he basically publicly referred to his when he was a prisoner of war, he referred to the people holding him captive as I'm not sure if I can even use this racial
the G
slur.
The G word.
This was in the 2000 campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And that actually, a story about that recently was suddenly linked to all over the blogosphere. So I think that there is still sort of some lingering distrust there about his possible racist views.
I wonder if this is even the wrong conversation to be having. I mean, is it too simplistic to try to break it down along the lines of race, along the lines of ethnicity, and to say, oh, well, black people think this, and Latinos think this, and Asians think that?
I think it's convenient. I think that the media, if you will, or as like, you know, maybe you want to say the bourgeoisie or skull and bones, as Francis likes to refer to them.
Skull and bones.
That it's more convenient for them to have us all pointing fingers at each other and calling each other racist and calling each other traitors rather than looking at the fact that really this is about class.
Yep.
And that poor white people have the same interests, generally speaking, if they look at it this way, as poor black people, as poor Latinos, as poor Asians. Middle class people have the same sort of, they're interested in the same sort of things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really the issue. But as long as we keep people distracted
with
race and ethnicity, then here we are all fighting with each other, calling each other names.
And you know what I have to add to that? That's why people are not critiquing John McCain, because he's been put forth as this war hero, and that's something we cannot critique.
Right.
We can't. That means that we. Does that mean that we don't get to critique his views on economy, on the war, or how the things.
Or his. We can't get to call him racist.
Or call him
racist. He uses slurs openly.
Exactly.
I've heard very liberal people say to me, but he was a prisoner of war.
Right.
So doesn't he get to do that? I was like, well, my ancestors were slaves. Can I just call you a cracker all day? Like, I know I didn't go through it, but it just seems ridiculous.
Gustavo, what do you think of that question about whether we should be even asking these questions?
We have to ask these questions because, as we've shown, the mainstream media, they have their own story of what each race, each ethnicity, each group has, how they feel, how they do it. So we need to have stories like this to debunk those stereotypes that people have, to show people, hey, look, there is a Mexican that voted for Obama. Hey, look, there is a, you know, Asian American who voted for Obama. We have to have these conversations, because if we don't have these conversations, the mainstream media sure as hell isn't going to have it for us. Or they are going to have it for us, but they're going to do it in a way that completely skews the truth.
So we've been talking about the Asian vote, the black vote, the Latino vote. Let's talk about the white vote.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what white people are doing. White people are all over the place.
Yes,
in this election.
I can't get
crazy.
My finger on the white people.
They're like a chicken with a head cut off.
I think it's interesting to see how passionate.
Yes.
I will say, you know, I have not seen my white fellow Americans be this angry and passionate. I thought it had been worn out of us during the Reagan and Bush years.
Oh.
But like, they are like hopping 60s mad.
So what is the white issue?
This is what I love about white America these days, is that those who have embraced Obama as their candidate, they are down for him.
They are not
going to let people attack him.
Mm-mm, they're not half-stepping at all.
At all. I mean, You can hear their necks rolling on the phone. It's like, oh, no. You don't talk. Why do we have to talk about the church? Can we talk about his politics and his platform?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just amazing. You couldn't have told me, you know, 2 years ago we'd have an election where nobody cared what the white guy had to say at all.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, McCain is over there saying crazy stuff, like being in a war for over a century, and everybody's like, whatever. nobody's even paying attention. But they're so, I love that about it.
Yeah.
And I feel like right now that, like, I feel like I can say almost anything because I'm black. Like, I feel like I can be like, this country's racist. And for the first time in my lifetime, people are like, you are so right. Like, there's no debate. There's no, but it's gotten better. Remember, normally we get it's gotten better. That's not fair. Racism doesn't really exist anymore. Mm-hmm. Blah, blah, blah. But now Obama got people talking about slavery.
Yep.
I couldn't get a person to talk about slavery.
No.
Not if I had a slave in their face. Couldn't get them to talk about it. But now it's like, I find that amazing.
I also think that some Obama supporters are actually having to deal with race just in terms of just their everyday work. I mean, I know a woman who's working for the Obama campaign, and she's been, you know, out on the streets, not just in New York City, but then she's also went to Pennsylvania and some other places. And she's a white woman. And as she's campaigning for him, she's had people come up to her and call her an N-word lover.
Oh my goodness.
And I would imagine that she's not alone in that experience. So I think maybe for some white supporters of Obama, just being out there and doing the work, they're really seeing racism up front and up close and seeing that it is still very much a reality in America.
Wow.
Mm, okay.
I didn't know.
Gustavo, do you want to have the last word?
Carmen made a really great point. I think a lot of times in this campaign, going out there on the streets and having to represent, whether it's a black man, whether it's a white woman, or whether it's McCain, you are going to get bigots who are going to say, well, a white woman or a woman shouldn't be in the White House. A black man shouldn't be in the White House. A Republican shouldn't be in the White House. So more power to all the volunteers who are going out there in the street and learning something about the reality that a lot of Americans have to face.
Gustavo Arellano writes AskAMexican.net. Carmen Van Kerkhove, she writes a blog called Racialicious and is also a diversity consultant in New York. And our regulars, Frances Collier and Angela Shelton. Frangela, our comic duo. They also have a radio show. Thank you all very much.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Thank you.